Hello, and welcome back to a not-so-brief history of Disney World. I'm your host, William Tinsel. Make sure to like, share, follow, and rate the podcast. This will be the third of a series of episodes on the Disney World that could have been. If you are not already, make sure to follow the podcast on Instagram. You'll receive updates on upcoming episodes, along with much, much more. And it's at a not so brief history of WDW. Again, at a not so brief history of WDW. No caps. All right, let's get right into it.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Express Monorail, our highway in the sky to the Magic Kingdom.
Yesterday, Disneyland. And the New York World's Fair. Tomorrow, a project so vast, it has already been called a whole new Disney World.
So you're looking at Walt Disney World and, you know, you're seeing this, all right, it has four parks, right? Well, maybe there's an addition to those parks that we have never seen before. And this is the Dark Kingdom. So the Dark Kingdom was this, it stemmed all from rumors over the internet, and most rumors say it stemmed from a walkthrough attraction at Tokyo Disneyland that was closed because it was deemed too scary, you know, and it was a walkthrough attraction and it had Chernabog, Lady Tremaine, Maleficent, and, you know, many other Disney villains trying to kill you. So yeah, it's a very bleak, dark attraction that was closed down because it was deemed too scary. But, you know, people were thinking, what if they expanded upon this? And, you know, as rumors spread, there's more and more people that will look at simple pieces of evidence and say, this is something for that, or, you know, something along the lines of that. So the Dark Kingdom was really something shrouded in mystery for, you know, its entire timeline. We've never seen or heard any confirmation of this ever existing, but right now, there's a lot of evidence going into it that it could have been true. So, again, it stemmed from that walkthrough attraction at Tokyo Disneyland. And what it was supposed to be was centered on the villains. It was almost a polar opposite of the Magic Kingdom. At the forefront of it would be Maleficent's castle. And again, this is really all from one, you know, internet rumor, basically, which is probably one of the more trustable out there because there has been some evidence to back this up. This isn't just something crazy that came up. This is something that's been, you know, spreading for a while and a lot of evidence has came up. So there's different concept art and stuff you'll find to support that Maleficent's castle was kind of supposed to be the centerpiece. And it was kind of a rundown villainous version of Cinderella's castle. So, again, it was kind of going with that theme of the polar opposite, you know. But where it kind of seems to lose some traction is concept art for some of the rides. There was rumored to be a ride centered on the, from Fantasia, Night on Bald Mountain, you know, featuring Chernabog, one of the all-time great Disney villains, just a really great villain. So that was supposed to be a roller coaster, rumored to be a roller coaster. But if you remember our video, or sorry, our podcast episode on Beastly Kingdom over at Animal Kingdom, you'll remember that that kind of featured the polar opposite kind of idea. So you had the one happy side, and that was one side of Beastly Kingdom. And then you had the more villainous side, the other side of Beastly Kingdom, and this featured dragons and attractions along those lines, while the other side featured unicorns. So, again, there's evidence that backs this up, but it also could be evidence from Beastly Kingdom, which does feature more support. But at Beastly Kingdom, there was supposed to be a roller coaster featuring a dragon and an escape from a dragon. And that was supposed to be a very fast-moving coaster. So there are theories that maybe, you know, maybe this was for A Night on Bald Mountain Coaster, and Disney just showed it as Beastly Kingdom concept art. But, you know, one of the most damning pieces of evidence is the fact that Disney's really been sprinkling a little path of kind of, you know, clues for us to kind of support this. You know, there's more over at Disneyland, the Oogie Boogie Bash. Not necessarily the scariest, you know, after hours kind of thing or party, but it does feature, you know, many villains, and the villains have been becoming more mainstream at the Disney parks. At Walt Disney World, you have the villain After Hours, and, you know, this is a ticketed event, and it's kind of run, it's just kind of the opposite of the characters you would normally see. It's all villains. So it's kind of been showing us clues to support that, hey, maybe this Dark Kingdom could have been. And now, we don't know. Dark Kingdom could have been a fifth gate at Walt Disney World. It could have been featured a land featured in Magic Kingdom, or it could have even been at Disney California Adventure in Disneyland. So for now, though, I'm going to run with the idea that it could have been a fifth gate. So when you look into this, you know, when Disney's opening a new kind of theme park or a new park at Walt Disney World, that kind of takes all of, now we haven't seen this since Animal Kingdom opened in 98, but that takes all the development crews and construction, and it puts the focus on that park. So you kind of pull out of the other parks, and now you're focused on this park, getting this park done, and this is a longer construction endeavor. And now, maybe it wasn't going to be the biggest of parks, but it still would have taken a long time, you know, to create the castle, to create the coasters. So if you're not coming up with something that's amazing and, you know, what guests are expecting, that's why you can't really build that now, because you have already focused on putting other coasters and attractions at other parks, and that's what you kind of shifted to. So I really don't think we would see it as a fifth gate. But also, you can look on the other side of this, and you can say, well, you know, maybe this could have just been on, you know, a much smaller scale, just a land at the Magic Kingdom. And we don't, this land could have been, you know, one of their bigger lands, kind of the size of Fantasyland. And I think that's what it would really have to be. It would probably feature a smaller scale castle if it had to, you know, feature a castle, because that is, again, since this was a rumor, guests have kind of made it out to what they want it to be, and they've looked at any clues that Disney has dropped, so guests kind of have an idea of what they think this would be. And again, this is not a very well-known kind of kingdom. Dark Kingdom is not very well-known as, you know, the Disney World that could have been. But if it was a land, you have to find a spot to put that. And it doesn't really fit at any other parks because, again, it does feature, you know, fantastical, you know, fantasy elements and such like that. So you can't put it at, you know, Animal Kingdom, not really, because they kind of, these villains kind of go in with the, you know, Disney princesses and heroes at Magic Kingdom. So where are you putting it at Magic Kingdom? Well, there was rumors that it was going to go behind Tomorrowland, or, you know, in that back area, sort of where, you know, the circus area is, you know, back there. So if you are putting it back there, then you are adding a new extension, and everything's kind of going into that. So maybe you're taking less of a risk going into that, because, you know, we have seen new lands been developed, like Galaxy's Edge and with Toy Story Land. So maybe if it were to happen, which it's probably not, and I would put good money on it never happening, then that is probably where it would go. Again, I really don't think it's ever going to happen. And really, it's just a piece of the Disney World that could have been, and that's what we're focusing on in this little series. You know, but that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed, As always, make sure to like, share, follow, subscribe to the podcast, whatever you can do to help get it out there. I'd really appreciate it. And also make sure to follow on Instagram at a not so brief history of WDW, no caps. As always, have a zippity doo dah day.